So, Ian, how's things? Nice to be back.
Yeah, it is. We're at a good start as well for us on Saturday. So, yeah, it's good to be back. Hybrid program's in full swing now. We've done three sessions of that. So, yeah, it's all good. And obviously getting off to a great start. Really positive starts. Set us up for a tough one now at Coville.
Tell us a bit about the two lads, the bad head clash on Saturday.
Yeah, well, H has just turned up. He doesn't look too bad, in all honesty, now. He's healed quite well. Jack, obviously, a little bit more serious. He's been in hospital. He's got a couple more hospital appointments in the next few days. He has opened his eye today. I've spoke to him today. And his sight seems to be okay, and there's no muscle damage, but he's got multiple fractures of his nose and his eye socket as well, so he's going to be out for a while as well. So it's a shame, because I thought he was doing really well Saturday.
Scary moment when it happened.
Absolutely, yeah, it's one of them moments. You just know, didn't you, the thud. I think everybody heard it in the ground, and obviously both the lads have gone down, and yeah, it was concerning moments. Yeah, really concerning. You know, we've lost, looking back at the football side of things, we've lost now every centre mid from last season. Jack was our only surviving sort of centre mid from last season, his playoff side, and now we've lost all six of them to different clubs and retiring and injury and that. So that's disappointing as well, because he was going to be a really important player for us this season.
Is that sort of position easy or difficult to fill?
Difficult. We've put a couple of 7 days in today. So hopefully we can get a new body in, because we are a little bit light in that middle of the park department. So yeah, we've got a couple of 7 days in. Hopefully we'll get one of them over the line in time for the Bromsgrove game next Tuesday.
It's another season. How much are you still enjoying this?
I love it. Yeah, absolutely love it. And with the hybrid programme as well, you know, we're in.
Actually, tell us a little bit about what the hybrid programme is.
We're training twice in the daytime as well now. They do a Monday and a Friday. They also have a Wednesday, an optional session. But it's only just started. We started last week. So we've done three sessions. We've done a Monday, Friday and a Monday. And we'll be in again this Friday. We're still doing the Tuesday, Thursday nights with some of the players who obviously can't come on the hybrid. Some of the senior players who have got work commitments. And obviously it's a bit late in the day for them to be giving up good jobs and that to come onto the hybrid programme. But we've got a lot of the first team squad, and we've got some young lads as well to make up the numbers a little bit and to get them out on loan and get them experienced as well. So it's really good. Like I say, we do a Monday morning on the grass, and then we have some food, and then they go off with a strength and conditioning coach into the gym, and then on Friday we'll just do a morning session. So yeah, it's really good. It's really enjoyable at the moment. We're loving it.
What do you gain from that? Is that to make your players more fitter?
Fitter. The one thing when I come out of full-time football was my mind just worked a lot slower. I didn't see so many pitches as quick as I did before. And so hopefully it'll sharpen the mind, as well as obviously the fitness levels will be better. We're probably not seeing the benefits from it yet, because we've only done three extra sessions. But hopefully within a month, 6 weeks, we'll start seeing some real improvements in the lads. Good.
Did that possibly come into play on Saturday against Stourbridge, given that the three goals came after the long delay?
No, obviously we got a man advantage. I thought we were dominating the game first half, to be honest. We dominated the ball, we created a couple of chances. We probably, you know, to be a bit critical, we probably should have created more for the amount of possession that we had. But I don't think the hybrid programme really will be seeing any benefits for at least another month. Like I say, they've done three sessions at the moment. And a couple of the lads that have missed them sessions because they've been away on holiday. And the one good thing is we've still got players to come back. We're probably a little bit under strength, in all honesty, against Stourbridge. We've got obviously Jamie Willits that was on the bench. He'd just got back from Bali. He'd been in Bali for 2 weeks. Dan Jessup missed the game. He was on holiday. He's back now. And Nick Clayton Phillips is arguably the best 10 in the league. He missed the game through injury, and we're hoping he's back on Saturday. So there's plenty to come back to add to the squad as well. So yeah.
Alvechurch are perennial overachievers. They have been for some season now. You've made me a bit of money over the years, thankfully. What's your secret?
We work hard. We have a good team spirit. I think them two things are key. There's no superstars here. We work really hard as a group. We're fit and we're organised. And I think we play the right way. We get it down and pass the ball. I think we're attractive and easy on the eye. Like I say, me and Richie Colwells and Matt Kirby and all the staff, they work really hard. We watch a lot of games. Some of these players that played on Saturday, a lot of people have never heard of. We don't really go and get the more established players. We haven't done that over the years, and the lads have come here and made their names here, and some of them have gone on to bigger and better things, which we like as well. It's not just the results on the pitch, it's also the progression of players, that have moved on up the pyramid. Josh March scored in League One on Saturday, and he's won really. Obviously he had a spell at Leamington before he got the move, but he had 4 years here with us, and obviously he's scoring in League One now, and that's brilliant.
And you don't fear any side, home or away?
No, we'll go and play the same way. We always pass it. Everyone knows that. I think we're one of the better footballing sides in the league, and we're proud of the way we play. And there's only one way to play, and that's to pass the ball. People forget sometimes that football's an entertainment, and it's about putting bums on seats. Some of the sides that we play, it's painful to watch, to be honest. I feel sorry for the ball. It's that beat up. We're proud of the way we play, and we'll continue to do that. Obviously, the pitches sometimes dictate a little bit that you have to go a little bit longer, but majority of the times at this time of the season, we can get it down and pass it, and that's the way we train, and that's the way we play.
It's a very tough league to get out of. You've tried on numerous occasions. Remember that playoff third day at King's Lynn, as if it were yesterday. I mean, you've got a clean slate now. What's your minimum hopes for this season? Playoffs again?
That'd be great. In saying that, like I say, we've lost every centre mid that we've had from last season, so it's a little bit of a rebuild in that middle of the park area. We've got Nick Clayton Phillips missing at the moment. Well, obviously he can be back hopefully shortly, but the remit from the chairman is mid-table. So if Alvechurch finished mid-table at step three, we've got to look where we've come from, really. I mean, I remember watching Stourbridge and clubs like that and Rushall Olympic 3 or 4 years ago and looking at the tempo of the games and think, blimey hell, this is a really high tempo. And now it's not really a shock when we go and turn these sides over now. Nobody really thinks it's a big shock. But really where we've come from, we're still, we've only done for 2 full seasons at step three. So, to make the playoffs both times, some clubs have been at step three for years and years and years and not been able to achieve that. So, we're quite fortunate. We obviously will keep going, and the hybrid programme will hopefully benefit us, and hopefully we'll have a good season again. But like I say, the chairman's remit is for a mid-table finish.
You've always been welcome at this club, even after you'd had a year away at Stourbridge. Was it difficult to sort of restart and rebuild when you came back a second time, or did you have pretty much the nucleus in place of what you wanted?
We came back and there was COVID struck, so we took one game, and that was in dire straits, to be fair, when we were at Stourbridge. We took one game, then we lost 2-0 to Nuneaton here, and then COVID struck, and that probably was a get out of jail for us, because we was a little bit detached at the bottom of the table, and I think with the players that we've got, we could have struggled to get out of it. But like I say, we had a freak of nature that COVID struck, and obviously that's not a good thing, and a lot of people lost their lives, but for the club in terms of their league status, it kept us at step three. The following season I think we played 10 games and I could see potential. We hadn't took that many, we'd got 10 points from 10 games, so we were below mid-table, but at the same time we'd beat some of the top sides. We'd beat Tamworth, we drew with Royston, we'd drawn with Stourbridge, some of the top sides you'd expect to be up there. We'd gone to Barwell and won 5-0, so there was some real good results in amongst them games, and some disappointing ones as well. So we was quite hopeful that we'd have pushed on up the table as the lads, some young lads, had got used to the level a little bit, and we think we would have been fine that season as well. And then the 2 full seasons have been dreams, really. The last game of the season down here, we needed a 3-point swing in our favour. We were 1-0 down and Charlie Dowd scored and put Nuneaton 1 up at Rushton, and then we managed to turn it round here, and it was one of the best days that we've had down here to just creeping on the last day, which was fantastic. Unfortunately, we lost out Jamie Willits that day, and he was a big miss against Peterborough because they're a physical side and very direct. And I think, you know, if we'd have got Jamie, we might have fared a little bit better on the day. We also missed two really good chances late on to pull it back to 2-2. And again, you know, the emphasis would have been on us then to go and win the game. But unfortunately, we were a little bit wasteful in front of goal on the night as well.
You say you've had some fantastic times here at Lime Meadow. The fact of the matter is you're still at Lime Meadow, whereas we've been talking for two or three seasons now about you potentially moving elsewhere. What's the news on that?
Well, obviously, we're training from the Hayes. The hybrid programme runs from the Hayes. The 3G's all up and running, the bar, the changing rooms and everything. It's a really good facility up there as it is. We're obviously looking to move the first team up there and the stadium up there. We're just waiting for, I think, some planning permission. I tried to just concentrate on the football and probably best to speak to the chairman regarding all that side of things. But yeah, the sooner we move up there, the better. We struggle. The one thing we do down here, we struggle to get gates. Alva Church is a village of just 5,000 people. So we struggle to get gates down here. And we think the move up to the Hayes will at least double, maybe triple our gates. And then that will be able to help us, obviously, on the financial front to compete at the top levels in this league.
Well, that keeps the pressure on you then when that move is made to make sure that the fans have a winning side to come and support.
Yeah, I suppose so, yeah. But like I say, the chairman's reasonable here. You know, he doesn't ask for anything out of the ordinary. You know, I think he knows where we are as a club. So, yeah, obviously, if the budget increases, the pressure will increase on us as well. But we've got the hybrid programme, so perhaps a little bit of the pressure's increased again. But, yeah, we'll just keep going, doing what we're doing. We won't change anything. There's no need to change anything. We think we've got quite a successful formula at the moment here, so we'll just keep plodding on the way we are and being honest and working hard as a management team and also the players and getting the right type of players that work hard as well, that want to do things right and want to be fit. There's a lot of mercenaries that are around in non-league now that you see popping here, there and everywhere at clubs earning £300-400. And, you know, you don't see us signing them, to be honest.
And my last question, sort of following on from that, is clubs like Ilkeston will have paid out a lot of money for their squad this season. Sort of as a two-part question, A, do you think there's a bit too much money involved in this level of football? And B, if you are going to make the playoffs, who do you think will be there with you?
On the money front, what other clubs do? You know, that's their prerogative. Ilkeston, for one. You know, I know Gandhi, Martin Carruthers up there. He's a good lad. And they get good gates up there. So probably, you know, they can afford to give them lads the extra money that they've got up there. So, you know, if that's the way they want to go, that's fine. It's great. Everyone would like a bit more money to perhaps to get that better player or that, you know, that centre forward that gets you 30 goals a season. But, you know, it's not always been successful to do it that way. There's clubs at air level now that have not been successful by doing it that way. That's their prerogative. They've got the money to do it, that's fine. We just do what we can do here. We stick within our realms and we know where we're at as a club.
And in a way, does that make you more the prouder when you do get the achievements that you do get?
Yeah. Like I say, we work hard for our achievements, and it is. When we get somewhere, like, you know, it's a great achievement. But some of the things that we've done down here, we're really proud of what we've achieved, and we. The club have got big aspirations as well. We don't want to stop here. We don't want to stop at step three. But when the new ground comes, I think we'll see the club really kick on then.
And Alvechurch will be playing who in the playoffs?
Oh, I don't know about that. Like I say, if we can finish mid-table, that's absolutely fine with us. It's another successful season at step three. You know,
is it the same old sides, your Tamworth, your Nuneaton Boroughs and your Peterborough?
Yeah, I would say so. Tamworth, I think Coville, we play Coville Saturday. We had them watched on Saturday. They were very good by all accounts. They've managed to keep the same squad together and add one or two every season and just get closer and closer. And for me, they're probably favourites to win it this year, Coville.
They're a good benchmark. Will you play that game on Saturday and then perhaps assess where you are with your side?
Yeah, you took the words out of my mouth, really. Yeah, exactly that. We'll see where we're at after Saturday. We can't get too excited about beating 10 men. So yeah, Kovel will be a real test as well, away from home. Yeah, that'll be a good benchmark, like you say, to where we are at this season.
Ian, we wish you all the best for the season ahead. Hope you get the success you deserve. Thanks for talking to us.
Cheers, mate. Thank you very much. Thank you.